1 Corinthians chapter 4. Let a man so account of us, as of the ministers of the Messiah and stewards of the mysteries of Elohim. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you, or by man's judgment. Yes, I do not judge my own self. For I know nothing against myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he who judges me is Yeshua. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until Yeshua shall come, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then every man shall have praise from Elohim. And these things, brothers, I have in a figure transferred to myself, and to Apollos, for your sakes, so that you may learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, so that none of you on account of one may be puffed up against another. For who makes you to differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now if you received it, why do you glory, as if you had not received it? Now you are full, now you are rich, you have reigned as kings without us, and I wish you reigned, so that we also might reign with you. For I think that Elohim has set forth us the apostles last, as it were appointed to death, for we are made a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. We are fools for the Messiah's sake, but you are wise in the Messiah, we are weak, but you are strong, you are honorable, but we are despised. Even to this present hour we hunger, thirst, are naked, are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place. And labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world, the offscouring of all things to this day. I do not write these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons I warn you. For though you have 10,000 instructors in the Messiah, yet not many fathers, for in the Messiah Yeshua I have begotten you through the gospel. Therefore I pray you, be followers of me. For this cause have I sent to you Timothy, who is my beloved son, and faithful in Yeshua, who will bring you into remembrance of my ways which are in the Messiah, as I teach everywhere in every assembly. Now some are puffed up, as though I would not come to you. But I will come to you shortly, if Yeshua wills, and will know, not the speech of those who are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of Elohim is not in word, but in power. What do you wish? Shall I come to you with a rod, or in love, and in the spirit of meekness?